still sitting next to me, my nigga. And he really goes, you done played basketball with me, bro. You think I can't lock up
years, matter? I've played basketball
with you. My nigga. Listen. And I can't lock up 50-year-old Michael Jordan?
You fucking crazy?
Man, you fucking
insane.
You
know what? Nigga. I think you have a tough crazy. Time locking up 70-year-old Michael Jordan.
Fuck
I mean, that's a challenge.
Fuck you.
You out your fucking mind.
Fuck you.
This nigga act like he's Michael talking Jordan, about fucking. This nigga act like he's talking about fucking.
Shit on me.
Fucking
at 50.
Stewart.
I give a fuck.
The motherfucking cook. Nigga, you're talking the mailman. Nigga, you're talking about fucking Michael Jeffrey
this
Jordan.
This ain't Robert Horry.
The mailman, the postman, whoever the fuck. I'm locking crazy. His ass up. I'll lock up 50-year-old Michael Jordan, my
you
nigga.
Got your
I don't,
motherfucking okay. mind. You
first of all, okay. Let's start here. Let's start here. First of all,
play me 1-on-1. Dog.
Mike is still like 6 inches taller than you off the ripper.
So yes. What?
He is.
He's like, isn't he 6'6? Yes.
I guard niggas taller than me all the time.
Let me tell you something right now. You probably won't. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you.
Michael is fucking 6'6 on this nigga.
I don't give a. Man, listen.
Listen, Chris can hoop. But I'm going to be honest with you.
Chris,
you,
what you
he, a, he's scoring a. He
you
ain't
a strong
a point.
5'10, Chris?
Huh?
You a strong 5'10?
Nah, I mean, my driver's license says 6 foot.
Mine say 6 foot. I'm a strong 5'11.
And I look taller than you.
I'm a strong. Cause, it's because you slim, nigga. That's all.
If I put on weight, I still look taller than you.
You out your fucking. Mike,
I'm in the gym right now, bro. Fuck with me.
Doing what?
Fuck with me.
You know, like.
Fuck with me.
You know, like, what do you call it? Calisthenic shit?
Mm. Now you're listening to.
Fuck out of here.
NDO podcast.
In fact, I got called a nigger so much, I didn't think there was anything
this
wrong.
This nigga, right?
I thought it was my name.
Ladies and gents, ladies and niggas, who's welcome gonna to be? The NWO podcast. We'll see you live and direct, which we love to do.
Nigga.
Go ahead and sing to him real
nigga.
Quick. Bless.
Nigga.
We some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas. Hey, some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas. Hey, we some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas. Hey. We some niggas,
I swear.
Coming with opinions, eh?
Nigga with opinions,
some niggas,
nigga,
we some niggas,
nigga,
we some niggas, hey.
Nigga with opinions,
we some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas, hey.
Nigga with opinions,
we some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas, hey.
Nigga with opinions,
we some niggas,
hey. Little bitch, little bitch. Oh, welcome everybody. Me Ricky Plus. Me Ricky Plus.
Okay, let's start, nigga.
Listen, me, Ricky, Benny, and Chris. Who, what the fuck, you know, start a podcast like this? I got my baby. Her name is Marla. She bought them dollars. Don't see her if you ain't a baller. Hey, if you ain't got a check, don't call her. Hey, Chris could be Mike if he was taller. That nigga was insane. Out of his fucking mind. It's rap time. Hey, we smooth, no crap. I don't know why we let Ricky rap. Benny on the beat, shit real smooth. I like my bass chunky with a bad attitude, bitch.
We some niggas with a piece, yeah. We some niggas with a piece,
swagger,
yeah.
Bitch.
We some niggas with a piece, yeah. We some niggas, we some niggas, we some.
I said he stopped dead in his tracks. I channeled something. Episode whatever the fuck this is, I learned that if you would have shut him the fuck up, let go of a hee hee, it's like a dog whistle.
Don't use that shit in vain, bitch. What the fuck you think this is?
Oh, God.
You just hee-hee whenever you want.
Don't so use the hee-hee in vain, bitch.
Hee-hee whenever you want.
Turned me into a scatterbrain when you did that shit. Thought he was back.
You have to think about how did Mike find those ad-libs, bro? Like, how you find the hee-hee and make it swaggy?
That's crazy. All that shit. The hiccups. All that shit he was doing.
No, I mean, makes some sense. I can see how you find that.
Even though he was doing the, he started that shit.
I can even see the, oh, that's cool. But the, like, that's.
He was amazing.
Fuck you. That's that great.
You want to talk about Mike for a second? Let's just talk about Mike. Let's just appreciate Mike for a second.
Let Ben start the show.
Why
please.
Are you sweating? thank you so much for returning to us.
Hitting those nut clenching ass notes. That's why he's sweating. He's drunk. Those notes crossed his nuts. That's why.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the NWO Podcast, coming to you live and direct, unsilent and unapologetic. I am 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Good evening.
Ricky the Prince.
Manula.
Vegan Trap Lord. And a return guest, very near and dear to us, Marla.
Hey.
How's
I
everyone
prefer
feeling?
Miss Marla, though.
Miss Marla? Okay. Yeah. All right. Jesus.
It's a grown-ass woman.
That, too.
Marlita.
Marley Cyrus. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, hell no.
Cyrus.
Oh, hell no.
You're with
ben,
the shits.
Don't do that.
You're with the shits.
We're friends.
We're
friends.
We still are. We still are.
You okay? Mm-mm.
No, he's dying.
He's blowing into my face. So Chris got me on this shit, and I'm thinking about it, right? We're all, I think, in our own rights, in our own realms, very competitive people. Ben, who's the last person you defeated?
In terms of sports? Or no.
Just, whatever just the in, fuck. In just whatever you defeated somebody in. Even if you made her come first, whatever that thing is for you.
Wow.
What's the last person that you won over?
The last person I defeated, if I'm thinking about the first thing that comes to mind. Y'all remember when I told you guys about that young lady that was defecating on camera on social media? I reported her and her page has been shut down.
You defeated her.
I defeated her.
That's a defeat.
Drop a bomb.
Round of applause.
I'm doing the Lord.
The internet's a little cleaner because of you.
Call me Captain Plant.
Richard, who was the last person you defeated?
The last person I defeated was the Orlando Magic in my NBA 2K. Fuck niggas was the next on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Next niggas on the schedule, so I had to body them niggas.
What's the score?
I beat him by like 30. My player had like 45 points, 12 rebounds, 16 assists.
Is there like a penalty or like a downside to just stimulating the fucking games?
I mean, if you simulate, you're not playing it. Why would you simulate?
It's just the whole season just seems exhausting.
You can simulate some games. Like some games I simulate, but there's some games I just...
Nobody's going to play the Cavs.
Yeah. Unless you want
to
get your
That's
points.
That's crazy. They used to be something, bro.
Yeah.
Remember?
When you mean when the team... But the team left. Kyrie and LeBron left.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Now it's just Tristan and Bums.
Tristan and Bums. As if he's not a bum. You could just say the Bums. I would have got the message.
Bums.
Christopher, who's the last person you defeated?
Give him a second. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm
okay. Good. I had to make sure.
I'd have to say my 1-year-old.
That's a bad. That's a bad.
I dunked him.
That nigga. Yeah? That nigga ain't Michael Jordan, though. That's why you're talking crazy, because you're dunking on 1-year-olds.
He hype.
Now you hype now.
He feeling himself.
Bro, all right.
You dunk on young Marley. Now you think you're NBA All-Star.
I really wish I knew an old NBA nigga, bro. It'd make me really happy to see this game.
You got to be 50.
50.
A 50-year-old. Like the big three? I'm putting them numbers in the
not
big
just
three, in, my nigga.
It's not just any old 50-year-old. He's talking about Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
The best of all time.
Of all time. The greatest.
Y'all really think this nigga still got it? That's the part
he does,
kidding
bro.
Me, bro.
I feel like Michael Jordan is putting up 500 shots a day just
hell
on the chance
no.
He run into niggas like you.
This
niggas
right
like
now,
you
son.
That make him do it. That's why he won't stop.
Ask O.J. Mayo what happened to him when he
a young nigga.
Ask O.J. Mayo what happened to him when he ties him up.
That nigga's playing golf right now, bro. All
right.
I can't beat him in golf.
Just know.
But he ain't scoring that motherfucking
He got a pair of J's and a Maserati just in case a young nigga like you tried.
O.J. Mayo said the same thing, bro.
Michael Jordan, if you listening, I'm calling you out, nigga.
That nigga don't eat this. He don't fuck with niggas.
So then you could knock out a 50-year-old Mike.
Crazy.
But how many times I gotta tell you?
I'm referring to
I don't know any other languages.
And then he said he could. And then he said he could knock out Mike Tyson.
I did not say that. I'm just saying I'm not gonna be afraid if I get the chance.
So why don't you just
if there's a reason for the opportunity to present itself,
so why don't you
I
just,
love Mike
why don't you
Tyson,
just knock out all the mics?
But if niggas is like, hey, look.
So you could out moonwalk Michael Jackson too, huh?
No, yeah, I see that.
That's easy, my nigga. Give me a good hard wax floor, pause.
He's
and
dead.
And some nice white socks.
Fuck you. He's not dead. Bruh, he lives forever. Fuck you.
I'm moonwalking better than Mike.
No, with them big ass Adidas, you crazy.
First of all,
in my socks,
if we put no pills, like no drugs, if he has to moonwalk with no painkillers, I eat that boy.
I eat that boy. Fuck you.
You're not gonna
do this to me. If he has to do this with no painkillers, I eat
Michael
that boy.
Jackson.
You're not gonna do this to me.
But I can't lock Michael Jordan.
You're not gonna do this to me. I know what the fuck you guys are doing. You're not gonna do this to me.
All right, whatever.
Fuck you. There's no one that ever fucking waxed Michael Jackson to anything. Got your fucking mind.
Remember when
they tried to do the little Chris Brown Michael Jackson debate? That was cute.
Ask Conrad, I guess.
Fuck you.
Somebody waxed him at something. Fuck you. Marla, who is the last person you defeated?
I defeated myself because I'm my only worthy opponent.
She's a walking, breathing Facebook status.
Hey, I don't compete with anybody but myself.
And see, like, she to that, answers man. Like Fuck that have no follow-up question. Mm-mm. Okay.
I've been around you long enough.
There's nothing. The last person I defeated, probably some pussy ass 12-year-olds on Apex, murdering these fuck niggas.
Nigga get three kills one time a month.
Man, listen, I got six the other day on these pussy ass fuck niggas.
You ain't post that one.
Clusterfer on these boys if you want this work.
Niggas, I downloaded
niggas
that
ain't
shit.
Posted six
and
kills.
I played, I was like, and then Plus invited me to a game. I'm like, bro, I'm not accepting that shit. I don't know what the fuck going on. I had no clue what was happening.
I played with fucking Eli today. It was dreadful. That shit's so embarrassing. He asked my kind of weird questions. Dad, how do I pick up the gun? Fuck, bro. Fuck. Shit. There are other people listening. Like, bro, you know this guy? Like,
I turned my PlayStation on, like, and within 5 seconds. Plus, he's invited you to a game. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, because this bitch, he's playing. Mm-hmm. Mind you. When we were supposed to be here at the podcast, mm-hmm. he was locked into NBA 2K, the son of a bitch. Okay, he was locked in. I saw him while I was supposed to be here
that
playing
Maya,
video games.
Man.
I know.
That's son of a Maya, bitch.
I heard my player, right?
Yeah, I told her to run my shit while I'm going.
That would be funny as fuck.
I told her to run my shit while I'm going. You better not lose.
Baby, me lose the game.
Well, how would it be for you? What if Maya was just great at 2K? Would it make you feel any kind of way?
No, it made me very happy because like while I'm away, she could play my player. Yeah,
give me 40-40-40 across the board.
Make me happy when I'm away from home, woman. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga, wow, bro, you funny. You know what? Nah,
she ain't gonna do shit.
Okay, so I want to start this with what we have. Let's do this. A fan submitted question. I'm not going to put it for Ask a Real Nigga because I wanted to talk about it. The question simply asks this. Why do some women put their relationship over their personal and career goals? One more time for Ricky. Why do some women put their relationships over their personal and career goals?
Should we ask the woman first?
Yes, that's where I was going to go. It's only right.
Go ahead, Ben. It's been a while since I got him.
Ricky with three on the board. Put three on the board for Ricky.
No. It's been a while since I got him.
Ricky's starting the game hot.
Okay? So
I've been going at these two the last few weeks.
He's starting the game hot.
These guys on their toes.
Ben's initial reaction was like, damn, me? Like, I wasn't even involved.
I'm gonna pay severely for this.
You see him doing his thinking stroke.
The silence is deafening.
Once he's doing his think stroke.
Oh yeah, it's over.
Think stroke.
Then you don't deserve it.
Just jokes, man. Don't kill me, please. I hate when you do this to me. Get silent on me.
All right.
That's when you know.
Marla.
Yeah.
Let's talk some theories. Why do you think women put their relationships over personal and career goals?
It could be a lot of different reasons. It could be sometimes women get so caught up in being in a relationship that they lose focus of who they are, and that, and they just have tunnel vision on the relationship itself or on their partner. Like, they get so caught up in who they're with that they forget to be who they are in that relationship.
I definitely think I see this happening, like, less and less. But I don't know what the fuck it is, because, I mean, like, R. Kelly.
Oh, God.
To quote the greats, he has a song that says, when a woman loves, she loves for real. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, when you guys do it, y'all do that shit, bro. So, I mean, everything
we go
else.
All in.
Everything else just feels kind of disposable.
But, you know, also realize that because we do love as hard as we do, a lot of times women are overcompensating for the lack of love on their partner's part. Because sometimes guys don't love, or they're not all in. So the women feel like they have to overcompensate for that. Oh, I'm going to love you for the both of us, bae. Fuck that shit.
Where you at? Where
you at? You got to drop a bomb, but that was a word.
One of those.
That was a word.
He's still plotting on Ricky. You know, his shit.
It's the letter, man.
You're about to get fucked up.
Let the air out of your tires. Watch.
I'm going to delete you on my player.
Oh, fuck.
Damn. No, that's, no, that's a low blow.
I saw a video of this girl, like, laughing with her boyfriend. And she, like, while he was playing, she pressed the video game power button.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
No, that's, no, that's, that's. Imagine while you're playing Apex.
Like, it made me want to hit her. She wasn't even mine.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm throwing my freedom for that one, brother. Let's do it.
That's crazy.
Call the police. Let's do it. Let's throw in my freedom.
If you want to end the relationship.
If you want to end the relationship, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Because more than just the current game that I'm playing, you don't know what kind of permanent damage you may be causing
console. That shows a lack of respect.
Oh.
And a complete disregard for the things that I care about.
You just don't give a fuck about my happiness.
At all.
At all. Like, it's fuck
disgusting.
My happiness.
It's disgusting.
That's crazy.
It's honestly disgusting.
Question. Do you boys, when you guys first bought your consoles, because this big boy about to come out, this PS5, is about to hit the streets.
I'm on my way, nigga.
Yeah? So you're doing it? First of all, I thought it was going to cost a stack. I heard it cost
$4.99.
It's going for the $5.
It's reasonable, yeah.
$4.99.
Oh, my God, bro.
Can't wait for somebody to get me that shit.
Because at least if it was going for the stack, I would have known that they would have been available.
Yeah.
If they're going for the $5, won't be any in stock. Won't be any in stock if they're going for the $5. It's over.
Get yours early.
Yeah, that's your pre-ordered, bro.
But are you guys the kind of guys that insure your consoles?
Yep.
I mean, whatever Maya decides to do when she makes the purchase, that's on her. I just accept my gift.
That's what I was going to say.
She bought my PS4 for me, and she's going to buy my PS5 for me. So,
because Maya's a queen.
Yeah.
I insure
absolutely. If any woman's buying you a console, she is a queen. She's a queen.
That's a fucking Copa Club across the street?
Yeah.
That shit lit, bro. I came out walking the car. Doom, doom. So, wait, everybody here insures? Yeah. Well, I mean, but then you niggas don't know about insurance. Ben, you insure?
I insure.
Just in general?
You know Ben is going to insure.
Yeah, Ben. Yeah. Ben
is the most responsible one.
Now, when you say insure, you're talking about, like, getting the warranty?
Yeah, whatever that shit is. Yeah.
When you're heavy into tech, like, you mm-hmm. insure.
All my life, my mother's always been, like, compulsive about whatever she gets. There's a warranty. There's the insurance. Like, she knows where the paperwork is for all that shit, and she's obsessive about it. Mm-hmm. The moment the microwave dies, she's going through her files. Right. I have the warranty for this bitch.
And she got a brand new one.
And she's passed me that habit. Like, I want to warranty up every fucking thing.
You should.
You should.
You should.
Especially
you deserve it.
You should. You never know what the hell's going to fucking
Could
happen.
Could you imagine if I was a Negro and didn't insure that fucking phone when I went to Europe?
Yeah, I remember.
Because that fucking Apple Care Plus cost $3 iffy.
Yeah.
Let's not go back
it's
to
It's disgusting.
That was
there was
just,
no way to get a contact with
this motherfucker.
Take it easy.
Hold on.
But his story, was lit.
We were in the middle of a fucking tour.
Take it easy.
Decisions can't be made because this motherfucker was the one who had
the
information.
We were in the middle of planning for a party.
Bruh.
We couldn't get
irresponsible ass motherfucker, I swear.
Left it in the Uber.
That's crazy.
Was this when you went to the pussy parlor?
This was well before I even knew the Pussy Parlor was there. That might be the I was just looking for drugs.
Pussy Parlor.
The Parlor of Pussy.
The Poontang Parlor.
Poontang Parlor.
You done with your question? Do you remember your question?
Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
I was talking about insuring video games, right?
Mm. Went back. Go back some
more. Where was... Okay, and then before that, we were talking about...
Women putting their needs...
Women putting their motherfucking... La Rosa Chosa zips before... career goals and personal goals.
Putting their relationship before career goals. All
right, Marla, let's run the show through you because I am.
I'm semi-retired. I don't do this anymore.
Christopher, why do you think women or some women? I don't want to blanket them. Why do you think
you can blanket them? Because we all do it to some degree.
Ooh.
We all do it. Just to keep it a buck, we all have done it to some degree. Some of us a little bit more ridiculous than others.
But literally delaying personal career goals to prop up a relationship. Why do you think that happens?
I think as people, we all have like a big picture that we see for our lives. And when you bring in the outside element of a relationship, it's like you kind of have a hard time maintaining that control. So I feel like just in I don't want to call it anxiety, but like an eagerness to maintain control. You know what I'm saying?
So I guess... there.
No, my bad. I was just going to, I guess, summarize what he was saying. I take that as love make you do some crazy things.
It does.
Yeah, that's what it does. Love make you do some crazy things. It make you... do things that otherwise, if you had not been in love with somebody, you wouldn't have done.
But again, it just goes back to how women are very emotionally driven.
Yeah.
Everything we do is emotionally driven. Whereas men, you guys are more not so emotionally driven.
But then again, Chris also says some shit. He was like, when you see a picture, like you see husband, wife, and this white picket fence, and then you think that it presents itself,
mm-hmm.
like you're going to try and make it happen, even to the extent of maybe forcing it because mm-hmm. this is what you see.
Yeah.
And you're trying to create I don't want to call it a fairy tale, but I guess.
No, it is a fairy tale.
The imagery you see in your brain.
We're groomed as from little girls to believe in fairy tales. Like that's all we were taught coming up is fairy tales.
And then I also want to say that.
Even as a Haitian little girl?
In general, you know, those ain't with
there are no
shit.
Haitian fairy
but
tales.
But even there are no. But to some degree, the fairy
just
tale
Haitian nightmares
element,
and parables. We have no fairy tales.
But to
isn't
some
that
degree,
crazy? That's true.
The fairy tale element existed in a Haitian household because the idea was, you know, you grow up, you find a good husband, he can take care of you, you get married, blah, 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 you leave your father's house. But, you know, ladies, stop falling in love with potential. Fuck that shit.
No, potential is lit.
No, potential is fine. But don't let potential be your driving force for everything.
You know how much fake potential got niggas pussy?
Yeah, like sometimes we see the potential. You can't.
Get better talent scouts, cuz.
I agree, but my thing is. You can't force a person to see something about themselves that they're not willing to acknowledge. You get what I'm saying? So if a dude is not seeing white picket fences, 2.5 kids, and a puppy dog running around in the yard, you can't force that on him. And
how you run into him anywhere? Where were you at that he was at if he's not focused on the same shit you on?
No, but have you ever heard that women know that they're going to be with somebody within 10 minutes of meeting that person?
No.
You've never heard that?
Ain't heard that.
Slipped out.
That's crazy.
I agree.
That means, fellas, don't spend more than 10 minutes with none of these hosts.
I've tried my best, honestly.
Keep the conversations to about 5-8 minutes.
I'll try my best. You know what I mean?
Keep it just at 5-8 minutes, because at 10 minutes, she's going to figure you out.
If I can come in 3 minutes, I would. I'm trying my best.
That's insane. I don't think you can figure anything out in 10 minutes.
I don't think so either. I think it's crazy. But I said that's a saying. That's what other people say. I didn't say I believe it. nuts. Sir, are you running a podcast or
I'm sorry, what's going just, on here? Like every time I stop to roll. Okay.
You choose the wrong time.
So I guess for me, I think
it's, yeah, because you ain't asking my dog.
No, I thought in all fairness to him, me and him both thought people y'all were still talking.
And then I also care so little about his opinion, if I can be honest with you.
Yeah, that too. I just think that it comes with being stupid. That's stupidity.
On the woman's part?
It's a great answer. It's a great answer. Marvelous answer.
Stupidity, you don't know any better. So, I mean, you do dumb shit.
I think...
Like, if when you say relationship, if that's your boyfriend and you're deciding to put your career on hold or pause or put your career second for your little boyfriend, you're a fucking idiot.
Okay, well, would you believe that if, let's say, you and Maya, right?
Okay.
Maya puts her education, her career on hold so she can work, so you can go to school for law, so you could become a lawyer. Is that dumb for her?
I wouldn't let her do that.
For the sake of the...
It does work sometimes. So I think it does work sometimes.
For some people, it does.
For some people,
it works in the right situation, meaning when both of your visions are aligned.
Congruent, or your visions are aligned, whatever. But what I'm saying is, if you're dating somebody and you have a promising career ahead of you, but you decide to put that on hold because you're in love with your little boyfriend, that's a stupid choice. That's dumb.
I agree with that.
Now, if it's marriage or some shit, okay, that's different. And everything you said, yeah.
No, because you can get lost in a marriage, too.
You can.
How many times have you heard women who are on the other side of divorce be like, I have no idea who I am? Because they became wife, mother, nurturer, whatever. That's all they were.
Because I'd be damned if I'm an NBA player and I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to retire so I can spend more time with my wife and be with my wife. I'm putting my career on hold.
Like, but also,
Kobe did it.
Think about Nick. Think
after
about
being
niggas like
20 years.
But
that's not why he did retired.
It. Michelle Obama did.
But what I'm saying, but that's what he did.
Yeah, but she became the first lady.
But that's what I'm saying.
But
great trade.
She
it
took
works.
A back seat.
It worked.
In order for him to elevate. Because and then once he elevated, she just graduated.
Because she
could have
been anything.
We can't compare Barack and Michelle to Tyrone and Raquisha.
That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is there were instances where putting your personal ambitions in the back seat for your partner can work. It can absolutely work. It worked for the Obamas.
And it's failed for many.
What you know? It has. But it goes back to what we were saying.
It's failed for many.
It goes back to what we were saying, that their visions did not align.
I think it's failed for more people than it's worked for people. That is my opinion.
I think it'll continue.
Sure.
I say go for after that career, get that money, and you both find a way to make that shit work.
It's
okay,
not, it's not just about the career and the money, though. It's like pursuing your passions. Like,
yeah.
That's closest to death.
Yeah, but the question said career. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think people would choose a career that they're not passionate about. Like, career is long term.
No, I agree with you. So that's what I'm saying. Like, but if we're talking solely based off of that question of career, my response would be, like, no, like, go after the career. And if you love that person loves you, you guys find a way to make that shit work. There's a way to make this shit work without somebody suffering and having to stop doing what it is they're doing.
Okay, so what if she's 38 and you guys don't have kids yet, but you want to have a kid? She has to put her career on hold to give you a kid.
No, she don't.
I'm saying,
I've seen plenty of pregnant women
in 2020. You do not
incredible stuff,
but
listen, it's up to you.
It's not easy though. What I'm saying is,
it's never
easy
when you're with child. It's never easy.
But also keep in mind that
you could definitely try.
But also keep in mind what comes with that. You know what I'm saying? There is no, like, you go through a 9-month pregnancy. You go through the baby's first 3 months or whatever the case is, their newborn stage. You don't get the luxury as a woman to pop in and pop out as easily as y'all assume. A lot of times women have to return back to work much quicker because the way this stupid ass country is set up, you don't get the luxury of maternity leave to take care of your home and your children after you've had a child. Otherwise, you will lose your career, especially as a black woman. Mm-hmm.
Ricky?
It's a rough life.
Okay.
She not telling no lies. You can't
I'm not
really
saying
argue.
She's telling no lies, but all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, like I said, if I love you, you love me,
You never have to put your career on hold. With baby or without baby, you don't have to put your career on hold.
But maternity leave is literally putting your career on hold.
How is that putting your career on hold?
I just gave you the fucking
example. That's
not
putting your career on hold because when you come back to work, your career is still there.
No, it's not. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
If you can come back from it, Ricky, it's a fucking hold.
Okay, so every woman who's been pregnant put their career on hold.
Exactly. Exactly.
So then that's the answer to the question. Exactly. So the answer to the question is yes, do it. Everyone can. Go get pregnant. It's fine. Your career will be on hold and you'll be able to resume.
So
press pause and then press play. You'll be able to resume.
So you mad?
I'm not mad. I'm just saying. Fucking asshole. Find a fucking loophole for this shit.
Plus.
Pop that pussy, drop a baby, put your career on hold, come back.
And I mean, I think it also happens because, I mean.
I was just talking about a girl dating a guy. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, please.
Go ahead.
Please, no, you're on fire. I need you to talk.
No, I was talking about a girl.
I need you to talk. I need you on fire. You're on fire.
I was just talking about a girl dating a guy. And her literally saying, you know what? I know I got that law degree. I know I get that job as a lawyer. But because I love you so much, I don't want to do that.
Okay,
I want
so
whatever
taking,
you want to do, SoundCloud
but
rapper, man.
It does not always literally happen like that. It doesn't always literally happen like that.
That's stupid to me.
It does not always literally
happen. Use your common sense.
Sometimes there is no common sense when you're in love. It doesn't always literally happen like that. Sometimes you get so caught up in what's going on in your relationship, you don't realize that you're letting other shit go.
But that's stupid.
I agree with you, but what I'm saying is you think it's just, oh, okay, babe, I'm going to stop working so you can focus on your aspiring rap career. That's not how it happens.
But I've seen plenty of girls lose shit because the SoundCloud rapper, man.
Oh, yeah. You got to focus on the big picture, sis.
Yeah, man.
You see, especially like I know that right now, you guys are still in the midst of spending your income tax money. It's in your pocket. Come on, man. He don't need $3,000 to promote a mixtape. Use your brain, sis.
Their income tax money.
You haven't lived.
I'm sorry. I have a dad.
I'm sorry I have a dad.
Oh, that's it. That's
it's
the one.
A title. Wow, Mark.
I have one. A dad. Shout
wow.
out to Franklin.
That's the one, Mark.
A fatherly flex.
Fatherly flex is a good one.
You talking about I have a dad. Like, okay.
Marla's not talking about her car when she drives or her jewelry. Oh, no.
All she's going to say is, I have a dad.
Do
you?
Do you hold up a father?
Do you know what that is? Shit.
That is really funny.
Oh, you're giving niggas your income tax?
Those used to be the best ones. The ones that were deadless.
Had a father.
Those were the best ones, bro.
You know what it was? I like the ones who thought that because they had a big brother that they knew
everything. Oh, my God.
My big brother thought me everything.
My brother taught me.
I bet he never thought one of these.
Oh, shit. Your big brother never met me.
He never saw one of these, sister.
Get over here. I grew up with number boys.
I grew up with number boys. Oh, all right.
Well, let me introduce you to my boys.
I grew up around nothing but boys.
But you like boys so much.
Oh, my
come
God.
On, come on. Come meet these boys.
Ladies, y'all need to do
hold
that.
Hold on. We them boys. Come on. Like, come over here.
When you say shit like that,
dummy,
you're making yourself just an active target.
I make them put their careers on hold.
Can I add another one?
Please. Of course.
I don't have no female friends.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You mean you have nobody to give you good advice?
Yeah. Excellent. Or even better.
Excellent.
You have no girl in your corner to tell you not to talk to me.
You mean you have no big conscience? Come through.
Beautiful.
Well, so that means I can't get cased up.
Amazing.
You mean you have no stalkers looking out for me when I go to the clubs?
Marry me. This is great.
Bro, honestly.
Oh, my God.
I have female friends. Women are awesome. If you can't have female friends, the problem is you, bitch.
You are the fucking
you
problem.
You are broken, bitch.
You're
broken.
Message. Oh, my God. Those were the best.
I
don't fuck with females. I don't fuck with them.
Ben, why
so,
you got me
so
here?
Every female is the problem? Not you.
Not you.
It's all every other woman in the world.
You've done nothing wrong. Little old you, you're the innocent one.
Delusional bitch.
Oh, dumbass.
I don't have no female friends.
Whatever.
You keep up too much drama.
Whatever.
Meanwhile, every one of your male friends is standing in line to fuck you.
Anyways, stop all this talking. Let me take advantage of you, too. Come on. That's literally what happens.
Are you crazy?
That's the story she pissed. She was, she took these homies trying to take advantage of me because I didn't. Shut up.
You're not Jesus, Jessica. You're Jezebel.
That's true. Take it,
baby. At least you're.
I don't fuck with.
At least your female friends aren't trying to fuck you. Take solace in that. That's when so you're drunk, stupid. They won't fuck you.
Why don't you have any female friends? Why?
Hey, it's 2020. You gotta be very.
How do you not have?
I was about to say.
Bitch, have a dildo in the purse. I've been waiting on this.
You gotta be very careful, cause
you can't wife up no girl that have no female friends, though.
Side note. I've been seeing this movement on lesbian Twitter where these the lesbians walk around with the thing on them in their pants.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Like,
that's funny. That's
they
fun
put it on that, like, gives a new like it's got part of thing their it's part of their ensemble.
So wait, so socks, strap, yeah, underwear, wife beater.
Yeah.
Starting in 2019, I said I was not gonna say the F word and the D word. But
fuck that shit. We here.
No. I'm gonna do it. But do okay, we call? Do we call the man gay, girl lesbian too?
Okay, guys. Wait. Lesbian. I think we have an opportunity here. Can we use this time to make up new slurs? Huh?
I'm with it.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
Because if we can make up new words, we can just use them.
Yeah, without offending anyone. Like, would they still be offended?
I don't know. It doesn't even mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything, right?
Like, every time I told you about that Trinidadian man, I heard call a gay guy scuba diver.
our reggae friends call them fish.
Yeah.
Why did they call
I've heard
them
that
fish
in the barbershop.
I don't know why they're aquatic. I don't know.
Yeah, I am a fish. What does that mean?
So, like, if you want to call them, like, bricklayers, you want to call lesbian bricklayers?
Wow.
I just call them carpet munchers.
That could be.
That's a slur.
That's a thing.
That's a
thing. But bricklayer means absolutely nothing. Bricklaying ass bitches, it means nothing. It means nothing.
That's fucking funny. But why are they walking around with fake dicks? On.
Because it's part of their
ensemble. I
mean,
no, that's a mental illness. I'm sorry. If I'm a guy that wants to be a woman, I'm not walking around with a
plus
fake pussy.
Breathe.
He said it's a mental because you know what, like,
mental illness, dog.
All
seriously
I'm saying is, I feel like the stereotypical evil German psychiatrist from the 1940s, it's definitely a mental illness. Like, I can see them. I can see somebody diagnosing this as a mental illness.
But
it is.
Because it's kind of a delusion. But then again, they don't think they have a dick
this is
on them.
All they do.
They can't really think that.
They're
it's
mentally
the
ill.
Them wanting their girls to suck it. Like, to them, that's an extension of them.
You don't remember that video I put up on Twitter like years ago of the dyke? I mean, I'm sorry.
It's already out.
Bricklayer, Benson.
Of the bricklayer, the butch. Is that okay?
Butch is still
okay.
A slur. All right,
so,
you got to call them bricklayers.
Of the bricklayer.
Scuba divers.
A.K.A. Kevin Gates.
Wow.
They all look alike. I uploaded a video a couple years ago on Twitter. It was this bricklayer, and she had the thing on her, and she must have gotten into an argument with another female at the party, and she pulled down her pants and was like, "I know you want to fuck me. How much dick you want?" You remember that?
Yeah, that's fucking.
They really do believe that's a part of them.
I don't think it's a real belief. I think it has to be like
an ironic belief.
I mean, she asked her how much dick you want.
Because she had some on her.
She had a lot, probably.
I mean, they call them daddy and all that shit.
She could have as much as she wanted.
It's mental illness.
I don't think, though.
So you think.
I don't think having somebody suck your dildo is a mental illness.
So you think
I think it's a flex.
So you think the strap-on is satirical?
Head is slightly visual. I could see where that would.
A woman
be
telling
like
you to call her daddy. That's a mental illness.
Do.
They, what you gonna call her, mommy? That's not what, that's
it
not how they vibe.
Fit. Call me
they
mommy.
They call
it
him my man.
Fit.
They say my man. They say daddy. They say all that shit.
Yeah, because it's like, you know.
That's the masculine.
It comes from the fact that they've never had to call anyone daddy. They've been longing for that
but
for
what
so long.
What else
now
do you say when you're trying to be like, as, I don't know, you, I. It's masculine.
It's
like,
masculine.
What
there's a clear distinction.
What else
in
do
the
you say when you're trying to do that?
Mental illness.
Like, as a lesbian, she's digging out this
I can't
girl
call
with
them dykes. I can't call them F words. I'm just going to label it as mental illness. That's you're walking around with a fucking dick, a fake dick.
Not me.
That don't scream. No, not you. Not
like me. He was really looking at you.
That don't scream mental illness, y'all. You guys keep making excuses for these.
We're not making excuses. I'm just telling you what people. It is.
He almost slipped. Please.
I mean, that has to be highly inefficient, man. Because you still got to go to the women's restroom, and then you got to
come
you
on.
You got to take that shit off.
If I had to walk everywhere with a hard dick on me, I would be
that's
comfortable.
That's the crazy part.
I'd be comfortable.
I don't understand how you just walking around with
always like ours is retractable.
Straight hard. You know what I'm saying? Lab.
We have retractable dicks.
Doesn't make any sense.
We have situational meat, you see?
Situational meat.
Situational.
So I like that.
It extends upon necessity. Mm-hmm. Go get your dick. Mm. But if you always walk around with 12
with the strength of Ra.
With the strength of Samson. In your size 36 H&M jeans?
Maybe that's why the pants be so big.
Because I know it's
they
you
take all the 36.
I know it's them taking all the 36s. I know it's them.
Those little Medi Freshes, they take all the 36s.
Somebody understands.
Go upstairs and get the bell bottoms, bitch. Those are for you. Leave my jeans alone.
And they take all the large shirts.
Fucking bricklayers, leave them alone.
Leave them shits alone, bitch.
Lay some bricks.
Is that
bitch.
Really why buy, you're mad?
They buy all the screen printed button ups at Burger and all the cargo shorts.
You guys are homophobically funny. That is great. You know, I think about some days just I'm going to be 39 trying to do something really good with my life. Trying to change the world.
And all these recordings going
to
come back.
I'm going to be bringing clean water to like villages and shit.
No, you won't.
And they're going to bring these back.
Yeah. Something's going to happen where I'm going
to... Ricky's going to be in science. He's going to be a scientist about to cure AIDS. Yep. And they're going to bring this back.
I'm going to be accepting some philanthropic award somewhere in
Nobel
Africa.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On behalf of Michael Jackson or some shit.
I'm sorry. Ricky, do you still believe that all dykes should die? Excuse me. Excuse me, what?
Ricky, do you still believe in DSD? What the hell is that? All dykes should die. No, what? What? I didn't say that.
DSD.
What the fuck?
Oh, God. That's ridiculous, bro.
Ben, remove all these shits. Next year.
Hey, man. I'm taking mental notes this entire time.
Self-destruct all this shit.
If they hear it, fuck it. They hear it.
I can never be governor because of you niggas, bro.
You know I had a dream that Plus became a pastor?
Real shit. It's not
I had a dream
fetched.
That, well, no, it's one day, I had a, let me tell you this dream. I was dreaming, and then one day, Plus hit us in the group chat. It's like 2 years, 3 years from now. Mm-hmm. Here's the group chat, yo, we have
from
to talk.
From now or ago?
From now. Like,
oh, okay.
It was like sometime
oh,
in the future.
Oh, you're in the dream sleeping.
In the dream, like
oh,
it's
okay.
In the future.
Sorry.
So he hits us in the group chat and say, yo, I got to talk to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, you everything's just, you know, everything's fine. Just meet us at the shop. Meet me at the shop. So we meet at the shop. He's costume, he's in church clothes. We're like, what the fuck is going on? So, like, in between the group chat, me, Chris, and Ben are texting shit like, yo, I think Plus is going to break it to us that he got some big deal, he's going to leave us, or some shit.
You were scared.
I didn't give a fuck.
No, you
my prayers are going to be answered.
You was crying.
So, we get to the shop, and, you know, he tries to lighten the mood, he starts to cracking these jokes, but they're not as funny as they usually are. Cause he's not as
his vulgarity.
There's no vulgar. He's just trying to crack these weird ass Danny Tanner jokes. Like, nah, this is not funny, Bob Saget. So, so he's like, yo, I just wanted to tell you guys that I've turned my life over and I'm gonna become a pastor. Then we all erupted in laughter. Like we started laughing.
That's the first funny joke.
And they finally okay. He's back to being Plus. They said, no, I don't want to go by the name Plus for no more. I want to go by the name Reverend Pierre. I'm being serious.
No fucking way.
I am a pastor, and I'm done with the show.
When did
I'm
you
done
have
with
this
all
dream?
Of this. Like maybe 2 weeks ago, and I told my she was like, don't even bring it up. It'll never happen.
Are you sure it's not residual from Coming Through America?
No, but I tell niggas all the time that's my end game.
To become a pastor?
Like at the end of it all, like when I hit about 70, I mean, I want to die at 70, so maybe about 60. Or when I hit about 60, 61.
After you pay me my 17 and a half.
I'm going to open a church and hit my biggest lick ever.
You know what?
Everybody else is hitting one. Why not me, Sam?
You know what?
Everybody else is hitting this lick.
You could pull it off, too.
Oh, let me tell you something.
You could pull it off.
I could pastor a church. I can do this.
You're an asshole, but you're just
most pastors
a good
are,
bro. Charismatic to pull it off.
Watch your fucking mind. Okay?
Just give me my 17
the,
first.
The church audience is black women. That's my crowd. Okay? I perform for that crowd all the time. All
right.
I know those people.
Get me out of here.
Time I know those people.
You do have like a earth-shattering voice. He like does. You could really
I have a pastor's voice already. I'm just using it for the wrong reasons. You yes. just wait.
You could really awaken a room.
And like, wait until your 45, 50-year-old rasp set in. Mm. This isn't our grown-up voice. This is just our 30-something-year-old voice. When we get a head. When we get that pain that in our voice from being a black man too long. all black men who've been black men for more than 40 years have a little pain.
That pain.
Oh, shit.
So once you get that grown-up shit, that rasp, that's my end game, bro. I'm open. It's going to start small first.
That'd be funny as fuck.
And they're going to flock to his ass. That's what's so horrible about it.
Because I grew up in an Adventist church, right? And Adventist churches, they have a conference system. Mm-hmm. So all the tithes, they send to a conference. And then the conference pay out the pastors with regular paychecks. And they have insurance. So the pastors in the Adventist churches, they don't really own the church. So there's no real attachment. I get a check and health insurance from this conference. So
that's
it's
what
like,
you gonna do?
So when I learned that like Baptist niggas literally own their church and all the fucking offering they count
and don't pay taxes.
That's crazy as fuck.
And don't pay taxes.
That's not crazy.
Listen, they do their revivals and shit, look, that's when they really eat.
Because it's mind blowing because like essentially. Tithes are supposed to upkeep the church, but I mean, it's like if...
The church and the community.
Come on, fuck the community.
Allegedly.
But if the tithes far exceed the bills of the church, and this nigga's in a massive home, massive car, nobody just say, because he blessed.
It's not the insane? Tithe, though. Remember, there's tithing.
And
there's
offerings.
The love offering for the pastor. And then there's the regular offering.
Plus his salary.
I didn't see a couple of pastors getting love offerings on Twitter.
No,
they
get
love
offerings. I used to go to a very prominent church down here. They had they would preach for 15 minutes on tithing before they do the offering. And then the pastor comes up and does his 30-minute whatever sermon. But you go to the church, you get like a fucking stack of envelopes to put shit in. It's like the offering envelope, the tithing envelope, the building fund, the love offering, the this is for them to go do missionary. It's like 15 fucking envelopes that you got to fill in.
I can't believe that. No, really, like,
facts.
I can't believe they've been skating with not being taxed. It's insane.
Because we can't even go there.
I mean, I guess. Ain't none of my business. I
mean, they're trying to,
but
people have been trying to separate it for so long.
That's why I can't wait to open up mine. Oh, my God, it's going to be lit. Shit.
Yeah, they don't pay anything.
A tax-free shit that I can funnel illegal money through. I can't wait. All my dick is going to be trap niggas. I can't wait.
And notice where
that
all the churches
like the title
are.
To a mixtape.
All my deacons trap niggas.
All my deacons going to be trap niggas.
God bless all the trap niggas.
All right. Ooh, great question.
You're going to be professional now?
Yeah, we have to do a podcast. Is that what we're doing
real?
Here?
Oh,
we're doing a podcast here. Now that I told you about my get rich quick scheme.
My bad.
You have to make us forget about it.
Ben, are you obligated to give your partner the best sex you can give every time?
Nah, because you gotta understand that I'm gonna have off weeks. I'm gonna be sick 1 week sometimes.
Off weeks.
Yeah. I mean, in the grand scheme. In the grand scheme. Come home from work, beat down. You know what I'm saying? Bills beating down on my back. I mean, I may not be into it, but just give me a shot of Hennessy. I'll bounce back.
Richard, are you obligated to be your best every time?
No. But the question for me should be, am I obligated to give it to her good at least one time? I don't think she's ever gotten good sex from me.
Oh my god.
Her business, not mine.
Justice for
Maya.
I knew it was coming.
I enjoy myself.
There is no justice for Maya.
She knew what she signed up for.
Christopher, are you obligated to give it to her great every time?
I think you should. If you with her like that. If it's just a ting, like, no.
A ting.
But if it's like your joint, yeah.
Every time, it's the best you can do.
I mean, unless y'all got kids and, you know, sometimes the kids don't really sleep through the night and you know how that could be.
You gotta fuck quietly.
Get it where you can.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta settle for a little squeech from the back, like a little.
Okay. If you're fucking and your kids bust in the room, you stop or you pause?
Depends.
I said stop or pause. Stupid.
Depends on the position.
Did they bust in the room like all the way in the room, or did they, or just, they just like kinda open the door, run away type shit?
It's levels.
If we doing spoon sex, I'm gonna just pop my head up and be like, "Hey,
hey, what y'all do? No.
Get your ass."
Nah, that's what you gotta do though. That's what you do. As long as it's something like that. Yeah, if you got it like doggy style or some shit, like, you know what I'm saying, then you gotta stop. Then you gotta stop.
If you know your kids in the house, you can't be doggy style.
don't look, son.
You wild as fuck. Yo, baby's in here, bro. You gotta.
We're just playing Twister.
You can if you think them little niggas sleep.
Nah, man. If you clapping kids, cheeks, it's hard to stop clapping cheeks.
If your kids home, you gotta do some kind of a weird undercover scissor. That's some shit.
Some weird shit to make it look like I just laying there. You just sitting there.
Some shit that could be sex or conversation.
How the fuck do you make that happen?
You all right?
You want some juice? Which I need. I forgot what the question was.
Are you obligated to give your partner great sex every time?
Your partners. Sorry.
Multiples. You know, whatever. Man, fuck plus.
I got a better question. Do you have a group of women that you give your best to versus the group of women that
you just
give whatever dick to?
Yeah, I definitely had dick tears. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, dick tears. Yeah, another content.
There were certain amounts of sex that are reserved. Well, there are certain kinds of sex reserved for certain kinds of people. Absolutely. Because like the tings, I try to speed through them. I don't care what you say about me. Like now that I'm confident, I can come in 3 minutes and still feel good about myself in the morning. I don't. Fuck it.
So you're not obligated.
Somebody I think you're married to, I feel like you should try your best. I mean, even if you always can't give your best, I always feel like you should go out the extra mile and try. Because, I mean, you're also pleasing. If you're with somebody you love, it's supposed to be one of those quote-unquote expressions and manifestations of your love.
And it has to be mutually beneficial.
So if that's what it is, then you should absolutely be doing your best if you're manifesting your love. But if you're trying to get a nut, do it as fast as you can.
And keep it moving.
As quick as you can. Oh, it's fast. Did we ask everybody?
I don't know.
We didn't ask Marla.
Nigga.
Thank you. Marla, you almost skated. You tried to skate on the skater?
I learned from the best.
This is no skating zone, Marla. I'm sorry.
Oh, now it's the no skating zone. This nigga skates every week, but
they never catch me.
Never.
They never catch
me. Ask Ricky when I be talking. I'm like, so y'all just gonna let this nigga skate?
Wait, so you talk about the skates behind my back?
Yeah, we talk about you a lot.
Wow, Marla.
And it to your face.
Here I thought I was getting away with the skates. So you're keeping track of the skates.
Yeah. A lot
I don't
of people
tell
are.
Ricky everything.
You know what I love? I love when I skate right after they call me out for skating. That's some of the best work I've done on this podcast.
It's beautiful.
It is the best.
It's some of the best work I've done here.
And it goes right over their head.
It's because I'm usually screaming and I forget what I was screaming about.
You can't skate. I say, all right, guys, you got me. Then they say, yeah, you're always skating. Like, yeah, I'm always skating. So, yeah, guys.
Kind of like this next subject.
It's always a subject after I put my foot in my ass with my real life, too. Meanwhile, he has no consequences in his life, but he gets to skate all the fucking questions.
Oh, my God. I got filleted recently.
I love that.
I got on this podcast and said, that I'd never received a sentimental gift. Apparently I have.
Oh, wow. Really? Do you remember what it was?
Oh, boy.
Apparently I have.
Do you remember what it was? But that wasn't the first time you said that. You said that plenty of times.
Wow. Was the young lady upset? Oh, she just corrected
me. Can you say what the gift was? Or you'll tell me after?
I'm not going to say what the gift was.
No, tell me after.
Fine. Because if I say what the gift was, then you'll know.
The person was?
The public will know.
I had like this conversation like 3 times.
Wow. Oh, I know.
With 3 different people.
Wow. Oh,
okay, never mind. So did not.
So I have these sentimental gifts.
Yeah, don't fuck up your real life.
Yeah, don't never do that.
Any this or that's for this week?
Come on, transition queen. You're my transition queen. Fetty, what happened to Fetty, guys?
I'm so disappointed, bro, because he was so raw to me, dog. I enjoyed him. Enjoyed his music.
He was here forever, guys.
He had the formula. I still think he could bounce back.
I couldn't see it.
Fetty? He could make music, bro.
His music is still good. I've played it.
He's still dropping music that sounds good. People just writing him off.
I'm not saying it doesn't sound good, but do people really want that? Hits,
bro. Fuck what people want. I mean, all he got to do is, I mean.
That's crazy, bro.
He makes good music, dog. Like that's the part that
it's just.
So y'all heartbroken.
The amount of children, though, was also.
Yeah, that's the thing. The nigga can't pull out.
His penis happened.
He refuses to pull out. To
he should have did. He should have did what the baby did.
What was that?
Maybe.
Just control his
beat people
like,
up.
Nah, his output of music. Like he ain't really control the output of his music like that.
Sure, maybe he just couldn't see it coming.
Fire in 2015. Anything he touched.
I can't let you get away with that.
What did he say?
You said something about him seeing.
I heard it. I guess he didn't see it coming.
I let it ride. I just let it go. You had to bring it back.
It blindsided him.
The nigga had no foresight.
It shouldn't be funny.
No force.
It's an impairment. It shouldn't be funny, guys.
But it is.
Oh God!
And we're here.
Oh, we're going to hell, guys.
Oh, shit. Only on the NWA podcast will you find this type of content.
And hell.
Well, you know what?
You know, so the other week, a few weeks ago, somebody hit me up and said, "You guys have no shame. The man just died, and you named your episode Chobe Bryant." Somebody texted me that. You guys
but it was
no
a
shame.
Great episode.
It was out of respect.
No, he said that too, but they were saying like only you guys would do that.
It was out of respect.
And I love that if you listen for disrespect, you weren't going to find any.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I behaved.
Well done.
That was great.
I was proud of you.
What?
He shocked himself.
Look, he's proud of himself. Like, he's shocked. He's shocked himself.
Y'all see I'm letting him glow. Just let him glow.
As soon as it happened, success was like, maybe I'm sick. I was like, is it because you can't stop thinking about Josie? He was like, yeah, I can't stop. He was like, I bet Haitians are going to see Black Mamba and think, what is black peanut butter? and then I was like, shit. This is what you're thinking about right now?
Oh, fuck. That's funny.
That's funny as fuck.
That's funny as
it's
shit.
It's funny as fuck.
If you're Haitian, that's funny as fuck. Look, Chris not even Haitian. He's dying. He's dying.
What's black peanut butter?
Oh, shit. That's a funny joke.
I forget what I was getting at.
This or that.
No, I was being sarcastic. I didn't even have one. I had a joke, and I forgot that.
Oh, God.
What I do have, goddamn, is some DM diaries. I know Ben's pouring. So while he's pouring...
You
into his cup.
Every time.
Allow me to pour into you guys.
Wow.
Right now. Come on. You see that? You see that, baby?
Fill me up.
Well, I'm going to fill you up.
Till I overflow.
Is with food for the soul here at Vegetarian Delight, people. Yes, at 6060 Miramar Parker. God damn it, Miramar, Florida. When you're here, you're home, baby. Okay? Brand new menu uploaded every day. Come through for breakfast, from lunch, dinner. Call before you come through. Ricky, what is that phone number?
I brunch hope you're every time. Saturday.
What? Brunch every when?
Saturday.
What time?
10 to 4.
What's on the menu?
Usually like chicken and waffles. A bunch of different stuff.
That's exciting. Freestyling. That's exciting, bro. Yeah. Vegan chicken and waffles. Pull up, man.
Phone number is 954-241-7402. You can follow them on Delight Juice, at Delight Juice Bar on Instagram. So every Saturday is the brunch?
Yeah. We'll come it's just not waffles. Like we don't put out the tents and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the brunch menu. It's really, really good. Them chicken and waffles is amazing. Hey, Ben, you had the chicken and waffles at the last brunch?
Absolutely.
Yeah, amazing. Jeff told me them shits was banging. Yeah,
we got vegan grill. Was good too.
We getting that vegan burger back.
That
shit. Oh my god.
I just haven't had the time, dog.
I don't know what's better, the vegan burger or the vegan chicken sandwich. I don't know what's better. That's how good that shit was.
Yeah. Let's not forget Plus's favorite,
the chili.
Vegan chili.
Oh yeah, the chili. Vegan chili. And the patties. Oh. Yeah. Them patties are so amazing.
I had one today.
Man, it's so fucking good, bro.
All right. We are now at the DM Diary section of our program. Here, where we expose you weirdos for being fucking weird, guys. This is what we're good at. Weird. Niggas are weird, bro. The shit that I got this week is it's weird, I guess. I can't find other words. I'm not a good thesaurus. It's weird as fuck. Ben, please. Play that beautiful music. Hey, pussy, nigga. Thought you was going to slide. I know. It's all right, though.
You guys got it,
right? No, man. No, you got to do it this week. This is the week, man. Heyo, you are a weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
Sending pictures of your
dick.
We gon' tell.
We gon' tell
your secrets.
Oh,
with your bitches. Your secrets not safe with us. We gon' tell,
we gon' tell
your secrets.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's right. We just became a victim of the DM Diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch
a bitch boy. A bitch boy. Break it down with your bitch ass. Thought you was gonna slap. I don't know. Pussy ass nigga. We got you. Expose you. We know your name, old ass nigga.
Only we know what you're talking about.
You's a
you
bitch ass boy. Oh, boy. You can't try.
That was beautiful, guys. Oh, that was so beautiful.
Thank you. We knew it was going to be a gem the day we came up with it. Mm-hmm. Marla, would you pass me that, please, if you can?
The grape poupon?
Grape poupon. What is that, mustard?
Yeah.
Oh. Little arms. A little arms. A little.
I was trying. I got
a little cute arm. You saw the little cute fingers? You saw our little fingers? It's so cute. Thank you, Marla. So domesticated. So cute.
Can't stand you.
Those little fingers.
They can hurt you.
You guys are funny as shit. All right. This new DM, she did us the favor of blocking out this nigga.
Fuck.
I have a question before you start. Have any of the guys ever reached out to y'all?
No.
No.
Wow.
As they shouldn't.
What do you mean?
You need to go into the corner and think about
DM from women or the ones that are getting exposed?
Both, actually.
Well, we did get a DM from a guy. We got some from Sam.
And, I know Sam's DMs are lit.
But no, we never had a guy who got exposed reached out. But the funny part is we seen some guys getting exposed that we know that follow us. Some nigga Navy
no,
niggas.
I'm pretty sure. That's why I'm asking if any of them ever.
No, they haven't. I mean, they've been embarrassed enough.
Ain't nobody claiming these DMs, bro. Yeah.
But we know ahead. It's you, nigga.
Sorry, plus. Go ahead.
You need to sit in a corner and think about what you did.
Yeah. So
in the dark, by yourself, away from other humans.
This first DM is in response to a meme. Essentially, it says, men, and it says, semicolon, then it says, over-sexualizes women. And then it says, women, semicolon, figure out how to profit off of being sexualized. And then it says, men, I'm assuming, I can't see, it's fucking blurry as fuck, but I'm assuming it's something along the lines of men hating on women profiting from their sexuality. So then he says, doesn't solve the problem. If you don't like being over-sexualized, why do it to yourself? You're promoting the very thing you claim to be against. Instead of solving the problem, you're just making it worse. She goes, okay. And he goes, yep, but that'll only, but that OnlyFans going, and I'll keep jerking off. And then he wrote, so when are you going to start fucking on camera? You can post shit on like Pornhub, Xvideos, etc. She goes, I think you've lost your mind. He goes, porn is porn, bro. She goes, go for it. He says, I would, but my dick is so small, so shit wouldn't be that great on camera. She goes, tragic.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He goes, tell me about it. Genetics, what can you do? Well, what? Maybe if I get the camera angles right, you know? Like if the lighting is right and shit. She was like, so this is a conversation. I am not interested in having. Good day, sir. And blocked him.
What?
And then he writes, no problem. I'll just hop on your OnlyFans and jerk off for a bit.
Wow.
I'll be on the lookout for your Pornhub debut.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy, cuz.
What a fucking bro. Weirdo, bro.
Like, that's abusive.
But that's, you know, disgusting. What? You know, when I imagine the OnlyFans niggas that have OnlyFans, I think of niggas that, like that. They're just fucking weird. Like that.
I'm one of those people. I'm not that weird.
Yes, you're an OnlyFans nigga?
I'm an OnlyFans guy. Sometimes I need to see what the titties look like.
I mean, get your shit off. That's fine. But don't be fucking, like, behaving like
that. You know what? I jack off on free websites. I use OnlyFans out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Just because she's on the website don't give you, like, no entitled. Like, you can't be entitled.
Like, do that freaky shit on the site.
Yeah.
Not even, though. Like, can you do that on there?
You, I mean, like, you could pay her to say disrespectful shit to her. If that's your kink. If that's what you into, bro. But you're just going to abuse her in the DMs for the free. That's weird.
It's weird,
cause I couldn't even keep track of the conversation. Like, what the fuck? Who is raising you animals?
Nobody.
You animals.
This is what niggas are saying when they feel like no one else is going to be seen, or as if there are no consequences for what they say.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad I don't have to read my DMs anymore.
Why?
The only reason why I paid attention to them was because of the old podcast, but now I don't have to do that shit.
So here's what women post when niggas try to holler. But, like, the DMs and why don't women post these shits? Like, these niggas need to be exposed. Anybody who sends you a dick, you should post it on your timeline. It needs to happen. Post it for the world to see. Tag his mother. The
yeah,
fuck?
I agree.
Yeah, that's, I think that's a pretty approach.
And then when y'all give start doing change. That shit, you'll get less and,
like,
less dicks.
On Facebook, niggas be, like, tagging their mama on the about section. Tag his auntie. Tag
but
his cousins.
Also keep in mind, some of these women like the attention. They hate what they're saying, but the fact that they're getting attention, they like it.
Christ, though, bro.
I can believe that.
Yeah. Everybody's a little bit narcissist on social media.
Attention
so.
Is high currency, too.
Yeah.
You get a
and
lot
at the end
attention.
Of the day, if he's still going to log into her OnlyFans, she's making money. So why not?
But you can't talk to her like that, though. That's crazy.
Why? I agree. You cannot.
Classic.
Oh, my God.
Classic.
That old nigga's amazing. That's my bedtime.
You have
your bed.
Okay, this is another DM. This nigga simply says, why is so slippery in front of this DM? I dead ass slid
I'm sorry,
in this
wait, what?
Why is so slippery in front of this DM? I dead ass slid in this shit. Now
wow.
What?
Wow.
Bravo, young man. Bravo.
Come on. No, fuck that.
You get an A minus for creativity.
He is not a victim of the DM Diaries. He is a champion of the DM Diaries. So
wow.
I want to commend your effectiveness, your
was
wits.
Was it effective?
Well, there's no response here.
So it wasn't effective.
Who knows?
She opened it.
Hey-o, he's not a weirdo.
Is it a request
to DM? Hey-o, you're not a weirdo.
It's literally like, look, it's nothing. Like, she doesn't even like.
Is it a request to DM?
Nope. Oh. So maybe he's in there. Yeah. Blurred out his picture and all.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, protecting identity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she screenshot that and then responded.
I won't tell. Okay. That is the end of DM Diaries. We are now.
So soon?
So soon.
Wow.
Ladies, send your DMs. I know there's no shortage of them.
Oh, I took all mine out.
For real, y'all stop acting like y'all don't. We're not putting nobody names out there. But we just got to, you know.
But I am judging them personally.
People seeing this shit, you better chill out.
I am going to these niggas' pages on my spare time.
Have any of the girls gotten, has any of the girls that, any of the guys who have been exposed, have any of the girls come back and told you guys that the guys have hit them up again? The ones that were not blocked.
No repeat offenders from whatever.
You know what the problem is? A lot of niggas, it's a few people that listen to the podcast in the DMs. But a lot of the niggas that are in the DMs don't listen
they don't
to the
listen.
Podcast. And that's the fucking problem. These niggas are picking up the wrong cues. Because
we need them to listen
cues.
To the podcast. I fucking hate this asshole, man.
All I'm doing is living my life. Not that anything wrong.
Ricky, remember all the compliments I was giving before he got here?
Yeah.
Just dead all that shit.
I've only lived.
He's so Haitian, though.
Dead all that shit.
We are now at the Ask Real Niggas section of our program. Penny.
Sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smoke Out. Is the weed smell? Is the weed smoke too strong?
Mr. Chimney.
Mr. Chimney.
You got challenging me? Because every time I say past me, no, please, no.
The fuck? Because you malfunction, nigga. Nigga get the fucking joint and disassemble.
You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying? Hey. Bitch, you gotta ask a real nigga. I love this song. But you gotta ride with your boy, nigga. Slide with your boy, nigga. Ask a real nigga. Nigga. Little bitch, you want a real nigga? Yep. Ask a real nigga. Yep. Black as fuck, boy. Yep. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. Yep. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. Nigga. No, I'm quick to hit it. Nigga. I just smoked a spliffer with my nigga. Chris. Nigga.
Bro, the song is like 30 seconds long. You couldn't wait. 12 seconds.
It was calling me.
And what's funny is he moves away from the mic only to chew into the mic. Like, nigga, we can hear you.
It's so Haitian, bro. Did y'all see how he yawned?
I think he saw the puya.
I'm blitzed.
You know how kids take, they take stuff and they try to put as much into the. That's what the fuck he looks like right
now. That nigga said 5 minutes ago, it's past my bedtime. Then he yawned like a fucking.
And now he's trying to eat chips like a toddler. Grow the fuck up.
He looked at his watch and said, it's past my bedtime.
Plus, you're so funny, though. That means he has an appointment.
You are so funny, dog. Go ahead, dog.
Are you okay?
This first question.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Because fuck this nigga and his professionalism.
Ben said, mm-hmm, like the Fanta commercial. Do you wanna? Mm-hmm.
Hey, man.
This first question comes from Fabulous on Twitter. Fabi, be sure you know what it says here, question for the niggas. How do you deal with a friend who always feels the need to compete with you in everything, making up lies to seem up to par? Example, I'm in school to be a physical therapist. Almost done. Woo, woo, congratulations.
Congrats.
Yes,
this particular friend has lied to me about being in nursing school for the longest.
Wow.
3 years in and still taking prerequisites full-time, working full-time, and barely making ends meet financially.
She ain't mad me, day.
Probably.
That's insane, bro.
Or Lindsay Hopkins. Is that still a school?
Never even heard of it.
Oh. Yeah, it is.
It's still?
Yeah.
Wow. So, niggas, how do y'all deal?
I can't believe. Fuck y'all. I could eat and talk. That she's been keeping this facade up for 3 years.
That's crazy.
Well, that's a crazy lie.
So she's been paying for school for 3 years.
Or
just
or,
to look like she's in nursing school.
Or been saying she's going and she actually doesn't.
That's crazy.
Honestly, you have to find a way to leave this friend behind because she's a psychopath.
There you go.
You see?
She's willing to kill you to maintain her lifestyle.
Because ultimately, when she really wants what you have and that need gets out of control, if she's really willing to maintain a facade for 3 years just to make it look like she has what you have, what the fuck else is she going to be willing to do?
That's true.
What she else already thought about doing?
Take, right.
Yeah.
Where will this need take her next?
That's a crazy brain. That is a crazy brain.
That's an actual mental illness. This is a mental illness situation.
That's also not. That's also mental illness situation.
When she when you finally graduate, and she has to deal with that, what
it's
do you think feelings are going to be?
For a girl who's lying about this shit for 3 years, that's a mental illness. Just as walking around with a fake dick, that's also mental
illness.
You're
not taking us back there.
Sorry, young Miles. You guys have mental illness, too.
M.A., bro.
Listen.
What is it? Oh, it's M.A.?
Queen, separate yourself.
What the fuck is it even made out of?
What?
The strap.
I think it's rubber.
Strap on.
Silicone?
Silicone.
Is that rubber?
Material.
Silicone?
It can't. I don't think it could be rubber, dog.
Wood, perhaps?
I don't know.
Wood.
Wood?
Nice. Splinters?
Splinter. Nigga.
There's so many different things that you should be worried about more so than splinters.
So steel? It has to be rubber.
Wood is absorbent.
I think it would be silicone.
Well, I'm trying to imagine silicone in my brain, but I can't see it.
Only, I think the cleaning ratio, like the...
Yeah, that's why it would probably be silicone.
The ability to clean silicone is higher.
So, I mean, well, Marlo, you're saying probably. You don't own any of these apparatuses?
I don't own dildos.
Okay.
I like my dick organic.
Okay.
Oh. Organic. Have we ever put that in the title?
We haven't. I can put it as a contender.
Organic. You want dick in your title, Brosa?
No. We have too many dicks in our title.
Oh. I feel like that should be the title.
Organic cock.
No, but Fabi,
that's a white racist.
I hope this.
you can't say
need to distance yourself from that psychopath.
Yeah, no, girl, seriously, get away.
Because I can't think of anything else. I don't know a solution other than getting the fuck away.
Now, when you ask, do we have friends that do that? Though, like for guys, we have friends that lie on their dicks.
We all have. But
That's totally different. From,
but do any of them do it to compete with y'all?
Oh yeah, that's why you.
That's the only reason you do it.
No, but to the point that they would lie this to this. Like, has that ever happened to you guys?
Oh yeah,
to this degree. It, like, I for mean, somebody to lie to
yes.
a psychotic.
But
degree.
I don't think yeah. it's the same. I don't think it's the same kind of. I don't think it's equal.
I don't. Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's equal, but I'm saying for us, that's what it would kind of be equivalent to.
I don't have a friend. That would be what it is. Like, you've never had a friend that sees what you have and wants.
No, because we don't have anything.
Comes up with this whole. Message. Touché, motherfucker.
This next question comes. Let's see here. Nigga, fucking Twitter name is Leroy Jenkins. It's Titus underscore MCMXC. Okay. How do you feel about people's thoughts and opinions on the timelines? Ever block niggas you respected or just thought better of? Niggas is for men and women too.
I'm confused.
Have you ever, I guess,
shout
blocked
out to
some
bro using niggas for men and women?
Niggas be anybody.
Yeah,
niggas is gender neutral.
Niggas, yeah, it's for everyone.
That's funny as hell.
So, what's the exact question?
So, he's essentially saying, like, have you ever blocked somebody on your timeline for their opinions? Like, have you ever disagreed with somebody so much, even if it's somebody that you respected or thought you knew better?
Daily for me.
Like, I remember, like, when Trump first got elected, people were saying that they blocked a lot of their people who they thought were their friends because of terrible opinions. So, excuse me. So I'm thinking something along the lines of that. Have you ever seen somebody post something so that you so strongly disagreed with that you had to block or unfriend?
Yeah, I'm part of Big Three Twitter, College Football Twitter, so I see a lot of bullshit. And I'm just blocking and muting niggas all day long.
People that you were once friends with, too?
Yeah, even friends with niggas that I'm friends with. I tell them, like, yo, I have to mute you, or, yo, Rick, why you don't follow me?
Oh, you actually give them that courtesy?
Yeah, I tweet it out.
That's nice.
Yo, I just don't follow so-and-so, because he's a fucking dumbass.
Chris, I know you're not with the shits. Do you block people off of your social media?
I don't even follow people that I have to block.
This guy. Ben, have you ever had to block anyone? I feel like you do this mm-hmm. on an hourly basis.
Mm-hmm. But I was in support of Lizzo, but as soon as she literally showed her ass,
started showing her fucking like, ass,
I had to block her. I've even blocked the word
Lizzo. You
mute. Why are you looking at me like that, Plus?
He's thinking about her ass crack.
Nile River.
The woman with the ass crack as long as the Nile. Her ass crack is as far
ben,
as the east is to the west.
We're not going down this route again. We can't do this. Plus, have you ever had
that
to block
somebody? That nigga said as the east is to the
west. Have you ever had to block somebody, Plus?
I don't block people for their opinions. I've never seen like something that I disagree with so much that I had to block it. The only people that I block are people who... promote at me. Like, if you keep promoting things on my timeline, you got three times.
You give them that much?
I mean, because sometimes, like, I promote things, but I'm not robotic. I'm not going to hit you with seven flyers in a row and tag you. Like, if you tag me in three flyers in a day, you're going, fam.
You're out of there.
Bro.
Oh, they're tagging
you. Yeah, like, post your flyers. It's your page.
What's your booking
But don't tag
email
me.
Again?
Yeah.
What's your booking email again? Because we charge for that.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You don't just tag.
I will unfriend.
Who is raising you animals?
And get you the fuck away from. Don't do it no more.
We charge for that.
Patience.
Promoters done got lazy, dog. That's why.
They disrespectful.
No, but
the
nigga, Facebook has the thing where you can add to your timeline.
But that's
so they can't do it
like
without my permission.
That's supposed to be like a business card. So when you out in the streets, you like, go check my Facebook.
You dirty bastards. Block and report you all, sons of bitches.
Low down, dirty mug.
Scoundrels you are. This question here comes from brother Eman305. Eman305. This nigga's funny as fuck on the timeline. Real nigga questions. How do you get past being jaded from past relationships? Mm. Damn, Marla.
It's just the weird question coming from a man.
Why? Niggas can't be jaded?
Because it's usually the women who are.
Yeah, I mean, but niggas can be jaded too.
No, I'm not saying they can't.
Niggas is jaded pinky.
Weird question coming from a man.
Jaded pinky.
So how do you do it?
I can't answer. I've never been jaded.
I'm trying to think of have I ever been jaded?
Or bitter. Ben, where's the music?
I don't know how you get over it. I mean, like, how do you get past? I don't think you should. I think you should hold the hate in your heart and move on with it, honestly.
What? You can't move on. That's what makes you jaded.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with being jaded. Keep that hate. Hold on to it. Embrace the hate.
Nah.
Swim in it. I don't know. I can't give you better advice than that.
Ben was fucked up for a couple weeks, but he bounced back like a motherfucker.
Okay, how? Ben, how did you do it?
Honestly.
Y'all look horrible.
Honestly. Why you say that?
For God, go ahead, Ben. Speak.
Niggas is high.
No,
that's what it is.
At that time when I felt, I guess, for purpose of the conversation, felt jaded, I literally occupied myself with shit to do. Like, I surrounded myself by, you know, Ricky, the niggas.
Other bitches.
No, not even that. Not even that.
Women think they're so important. I was making it to recovery.
Sometimes that works.
You don't need jokes.
Sometimes
like,
that
oh,
works.
Yeah, gotta have the bitches, of course.
No, because sometimes that works.
Sometimes it makes it worse.
That's from a woman's perspective.
Because you start comparing, and it's it makes it worse. She used to say this, she used to do that. Like, no.
Oh, y'all do that?
Sometimes involving another woman's opinion in your healing process.
We're not, fucking
healthy.
Cyborgs, all right? We're not
that
machines.
Pluses.
Yeah. Strong argument can be made for that. But yeah, I was making beats. I surrounded myself with friends. I kept laughing. I occupied myself with
shit.
I kept myself busy in every way and shape and form.
So Plus says he's a bitter queen to the end. Yeah. Ricky says he's never been. Chris is a real nigga. He ain't got time for the fuck shit.
Where's the only one here that's Jaded Kiss?
Who? Ben? Yeah.
Jaded Kiss. That's it.
So, what's his name? E-Man?
Yeah, E-Man.
Keep yourself occupied.
Don't want you back.
Until you let go of the hurt.
Damn. Let go of the hurt, bro.
Yeah, this nigga got every party you could imagine. Naked.
Yeah.
Chris had the list for us. We was, man.
I was a fucking deer caught in headlights, bro. I ain't know what to do.
That was a good time, bro.
Fucking
good time in life, bro.
The only image I remember from going to those fucking parties was Amos crowd surfing.
Mm-hmm.
He literally was crowd surfing in the party.
That was crazy. We were nuts back then, bro.
Be on the lookout for the vibes.
Don't nobody want to hear your wash nigga heydays. It was crazy back then, 10 years ago. The fuck out of here.
Sam, enjoy these days, bro. I was you ten years ago, literally. I was telling Maya at the party. I was like, babe, you see Sam? That was me. Right there, that was me.
This is the platform to call you out, Sam. You've been on some real thought shit lately, Sam. I see you.
Hell yeah.
I feel like I've seen your abs more than 5 times this month.
Way more than 5 times.
I think it's on every desk.
Sam, I've seen your abs excessively, Samuel.
Come closer, Sam.
Yeah, bring your chair over here.
The hell you got going on, bro?
I've seen your abs excessively.
You posting thirst traps? Is that what we're doing in church now?
Or two.
Is this an intervention?
No. I just,
we don't care.
Oh, so you know you're doing it.
We gotta hear you.
Okay.
Put his little chest
to go
out. Now he's in the man shit.
This one, because that one's terrible.
So is that part of the Bible school curriculum now?
Come on. No, you got scared. Kelly
Soto. Okay. So one, though the reason why you saw my abs.
Your chesticles.
My chesticles.
Saw your abs. What is this? No,
Twitter.
You've seen your abs. No air quotes.
No air quotes, nigga.
No face, no case. One. Two, if you're speaking about yesterday, it was just a challenge, you know. The girls did one, so the guys just did the other. You know, so it was
is
just
this part of the youth group at church.
The youth group at church.
Is this a youth group challenge?
It's not a youth group challenge. You know, it's more physical empowerment challenge.
Empowerment.
You know, loving yourself. Loving
they teach
your skin.
That in church now.
Physical loving yourself.
Empowerment. You motherfuckers are smooth. Empowerment.
You're supposed to love yourself.
You're empowered
yeah.
now?
Yeah, you are supposed to love yourself.
Love the skin you in.
Are these hoes empowering your DMs?
Hoes. I don't dabble in such.
Hoes is a pronoun.
Yeah, I know it's a pronoun, but one, I don't refer to women as hoes. Two.
You also not supposed to be exposing your chesticles, but you've been doing that.
I wasn't.
Hoes is a pronoun should be a title, please.
No, because it was a title on Urban Sweet Talk. Don't play with me.
You did it already. Well, then you shouldn't say that here, motherfucker.
First of all, that finger, don't lose it.
Ooh.
Sam.
Show me where to put it.
She stumped.
You couldn't handle it even
Marla,
if I did show
Marla,
it.
Final thoughts. What are your final thoughts, you bastard? Since you want to be filthy and talk shit.
Final thought. Fuck plus.
Yes.
Fuck plus. But final thoughts. Be great. Be amazing. And listen to this raw ass podcast. And don't forget to rate it. And support my boys.
Real nigga shit.
Samuel, final thoughts this evening.
Final thoughts. Well, of course, you know, Jesus loves you.
He ain't love you with your chesticles
Let him get his thoughts
out. Didn't God create this body?
He did. But he also said to save it for your
Marla,
wife.
Marla, he's giving his thoughts, Marla.
The Lord
Marla.
Told you, take care of your temple.
He's giving his thoughts, Marla.
Don't share the temple.
He's giving his thoughts,
I'm
Marla.
I'm sorry.
She's so motherly.
Jesus loves you. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your mental. Pray over your friends. Watch out for your friends. Don't let them get finessed. Don't get finessed. And make sure that you're drinking your water and eating your fruit.
Hey.
And minding your business.
Don't get finessed. Drink water, eat fruit. It's, I mean, it's life.
Wait, because Chris is here, make sure it's organic fruit.
That's right. Whole foods only.
No. Just make sure your fruit organic. Don't be trusting old foods.
Now grow your own fruit.
Team Asha in this bitch.
Ben, any final thoughts?
Tell a friend about the podcast, please. And don't forget to give us a review on our Apple Podcast page. And don't forget to visit the website and visit our social media channels and pages. The NWO Podcast on Twitter and NWO Podcast on Instagram.
Richard, final thoughts.
My final thoughts is your boyfriend's a SoundCloud rapper. Please don't give up your career as a call center specialist, too. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
You but have, I love him.
You have rent to pay,
but you have to be managed.
Don't do it. Please.
I'm going to sell like exclusive footage of when motherfuckers finally chase you out the city, dog. So many racial undertones in that shit. Jesus.
Dude, you need to separate yourself from him.
That's funny as fuck.
Distance yourself.
He tried already.
My final thoughts.
Wait, so you wasn't going to ask Chris?
Oh, thank God. Chris, final thoughts.
Check out our YouTube page. You know what I'm saying? New videos.
Shit, Bracken.
It's turning up.
Also, I want to thank Marla and Sam for pulling up. Shout out to you guys. Real niggas. Real niggas.
I don't know what the fuck this was, but thanks for having me.
You already know. Vibes.
You know the vibes.
My final thoughts are, ladies, if you can smell your hair, we can smell it too.
Wow.
I understand that it's going to be a few days. If you can smell your hair, we can smell it too. I know it's going to be a few days until you can get it done. Just take it out. Rock it. Rather clean and short than done and dirty. Huh? Huh?
Rock that patchy ass baby fro.
Rather clean and pure than slayed and stinky. Huh?
Say it again.
Huh? You want to be done and dirty, slayed and stinky? Huh?
You know how bad it is dancing.
You want to be cute and crappy? Just take that shit out and wash it.
One more time.
And ladies, all this shit he talking, and he's still gonna fuck. Let's go, please. Wait, it's time to go.
Call her mic off. Which one is hers? I'm sick of her shit. Which one is hers? Ben, which one is hers? I demand to know which one is hers. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Cut her mic off so that I can finish my final thoughts. Jesus Christ. This is why we don't allow women here. This is why you guys started speaking 30 years ago. Because of reasons like this.
Do you have anything else to add, Marlon?
He ain't got
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ben. Yes.
Oh, that's what we doing.
Yes, Ben.
Yeah, Ben, that's fucked up. You shouldn't have done that to Marlon. You should never do that to Marlon, Ben.
Mid-syllable. Ben, what is our song of the week this week?
This week's song of the week is by Currency featuring Young Dolph.
Yuck.
It's called All Work.
Yuck. We don't know who I think this wasn't.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast.
Let's fuck this goddamn podcast.
My first ride in the Phantom was with my homie Lil Wayne. Now I got one myself and I'm riding in my own lane. Me and my brother got labels and got them both on my chain. Jet life, nigga, tell the gang, yeah, it's all the same. Then I flew out to Memphis with a pound of some champagne. I partied with Dolph, then flew home to my vault. Smoking one in celebration, Fendi P just bought a Porsche. Better never falling off, here forever be a boss. And I never switched the soul, been myself. From square one, rep the jets that I done. That Corvette, ZR1, I'm not there, I'm on the run. Getting checked, more to come. Both my pinkies, both my wrists. Lit up like I'm on the sun. Wait, I'm going straight to heaven. Crib, bitches like a church. I'm going straight to heaven. Crib, bitches like a church. I'm going straight to heaven. Crib, bitches like a church. The dead, I should have pulled up in the fucking hearse. Rap gang, dope gang, rap gang, dope gang.
I just motivate all the hustlers, especially the dealers. All my bitches, and all my niggas, yeah, I'm all about my figures. I ran all out of feelings, rolling weed a while on count, my little bitch think that I'm brilliant. Hey, rolling out the pound, poet till it's dirty. Eating pancakes, drinking champagne, it's just 12:30. All the ice around my neck, it got your girl flirting. I'm a legend where I'm from, nigga, like Pee Wee Kirkland. You a pussy, where you from, nigga, like Pee Wee Herman. 7 gram blunt, half OG, half sherbet. 5 chains, 2 rings in my rollie, y'all. They say he on that mob shit, I feel like Al Capone.
I'm going straight to heaven, crib, bitches like the church. I'm going straight to heaven, crib, bitches like the church. I'm going straight to heaven, crib, bitches like the church. Trust the dead, I should have pulled up in the fucking hearse. Rap gang, no.